This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. Belarusian opposition politician Maria Kolesnikova is speaking out about what happened to her after she was nearly deported earlier this week. Reuters cites a complaint filed by her lawyer Thursday, saying security officers put a bag over her head and threatened to kill her. Kolesnikova then prevented the attempt to expel her by ripping up her own passport. The statement comes after the European Council president called for faster consideration of sanctions against Belarus. Thousands of people have taken part in 5 weeks of protests following the August 9th election, where President Alexander Lukashenko was declared the winner. Opposition parties, the United States and the European Union, alleged the election was rigged. Lukashenko denies the voting was fraudulent and blamed the unrest on meddling by Western countries. The United States has imposed sanctions on 4 Russia-linked individuals. The U.S. Treasury Department made the announcement Thursday, accusing those involved of attempting to influence the U.S. election. The Treasury says it has blacklisted a member of the Ukrainian parliament and 3 Russian nationals that are employees of the Internet Research Agency. Reuters reports Microsoft Corporation recently alerted a firm working with presidential nominee Joe Biden's campaign that it had been targeted by suspected Russian hackers. 3 people briefed on the matter confirmed the case to Reuters. The hacking attempts targeted staff at the Washington, D.C.-based SKD Knickerbocker over the past 2 months. That's a campaign strategy and communications firm working with Biden and other prominent Democrats. We have more for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.